Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind, focusing on managing time, meeting goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, here to get you where you want to go. So we're talking this week about getting past rejection. And today I want to touch on the confidence that comes with losing that fear of rejection. Now, most people that are truly afraid of rejection, it really stems from self-confidence. They don't have the self-confidence they need. If you are truly great at what you do, you no longer fear rejection. So a couple weeks ago, my daughter got a rash on her arm. We brought her to the pediatrician. Pediatrician gave her something to take and it didn't work. Then we went to a pediatric dermatologist. Same thing happened, didn't work. Finally, I decided I'm taking her to my dermatologist, who is the best in the area and quite possibly one of the best anywhere in the country. He walked into the exam room, took a look at her arm, scribbled something on a piece of paper, handed it to me, looked me in the eye and told me it would be gone in 3 days. And if it's not gone in a week, to call him. He said, but there's no chance you're going to call me. I followed the instructions. It was gone in 2 days. So the point here is that people are attracted to confidence. If you're taking on a task for someone, they want to know it's going to be done right the first time. So what that means is that you have to know your stuff better than anyone else, and you have to be able to convey that to people. Refuse to acknowledge rejection as an outcome. So tomorrow we're going to talk about this concept of numbers games and the fact that rejection itself is a numbers game. But in the meantime, if you know people like you serious about getting where they want to go, please ask them to subscribe to the 90-Second Navigator.